Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 38 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. And WMPG is grateful for the support from our listeners and from Crooked Cove CD Replication, a local company run by musicians for musicians. Crooked Cove offers these services: CD and DVD replication and duplication, all types of packaging, as well as mastering and graphic design. On the web, on the web at crookedcove.com. And right about now, it's 7:30 p.m. on Friday evening. You are tuned into WMPG. My name is Josh, and it's time for Local Motives. So, good evening. Welcome to Local Motives. Chaz, what are you doing over there?
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Okay, I'm ready
this
now.
This is a mess. This is a mess. We can't do this.
Sorry.
Anyway, so it is Friday evening. It is time for Local Motives. And our guests this evening are Ben. They were here, like a year ago or so. That's what I'm told. I can't remember. I'm going to turn your mics on, actually. There you go. No, hold on. Amateur hour here. There you go.
Just wait till the music starts.
Okay. Hello.
The band tonight is Jim Dandy from Belfast.
Hello, Maine.
Belfast, Maine.
Not
Ireland. Welcome back to WMPG, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Was it a year ago or so?
Yes. It was almost the fall.
No, it wasn't the fall.
It was not this fall, but the fall before.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I was thinking like 2 years.
Well, we were playing stuff off of our second album, so it had to have been last summer because that's when we wrote all of that.
No.
Yes, because no. I remember because the guy...
It was definitely last summer.
Yeah, because the guy...
For sure, it was...
Well, we're here now.
I will research this.
No, because we played our song
definitely
Drugs,
was.
And the guy was like... Whoa, proggy.
It's not proggy.
It's not. It's
not like the music nor the country.
Wait, is that a country?
It's Baroque.
All right. You guys want to, who's in the room here? You want to introduce yourselves or each other?
Oh, we have so many people in here.
I know.
All stuffed in.
Everyone can come say hi on the mic if they want.
Yeah, guys, come say hi.
Yeah, do it.
Pop up. So my name is Wesley Steers. I played drums in Jim Dandy. And I'm also working with Sweet Pizza.
Which we'll talk about.
Sorry, I had to finish my water. I'm Hunter Finden. I play guitar and sing, and I'm the co-creator and founder of Sweet Pizza.
Sweet Pizza.
I'm Molly Samuels, and I play bass, and I'm just... chilling with these
chilling.
Kids, I
She's
guess.
In Jim Dandy.
She's in
the
Jim
band.
Dandy. We all work for Sweet Pizza, too.
And we have a few comedic guests here tonight.
Yeah. Comedic guests.
First up, we got...
Somebody, come on.
Yeah, come on up.
Yo, I'm Antonio.
That's Antonio. He's our hype man. He also deals...
That was one word right there. Yo, Antonio. And we also got...
I'm Dave. Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Dave, hi.
Dave makes all of our t-shirts, and he has Doomed Prints, which is like his screen printing and Patches t-shirt stuff. He's an artist, beautiful man.
Maybe. Isn't that a fact?
We got one more in here.
Hi, Lily.
Hey, Lily.
That's
all right.
Me.
All right. It's a full house in there.
Barrel of Monkeys. It's just hanging out in here, making a little ruck.
And then around here, I've got Chaz and Larson and Dan and John.
Hey, guys.
I think that's everybody.
We're all properly introduced.
So
you didn't introduce yourself, Josh.
Pants off.
I have introduced myself several times already.
We'll do it again.
No.
Enough of that.
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. So you guys want to start with some music?
Yeah, this song is off our album Drugs. It's called 7 Bug Bites.
Sure.
Okay. That's all we got. We'll get you. This is a song's called Ellery.
All right. right, Jim Dandy. How you doing in there?
It's hot.
Yeah?
Actually, it's hot, but it's nice.
You guys even have the window open, though.
Yep.
Shouldn't get too hot.
Oh, we've been moving, we've been grooving in here. It's been good.
Some like it hot, but some sweat.
Whoa, no. I didn't know who that was.
I like you a lot, sir. I cannot see you. I can hear you.
I'm over here. You can see my hand waving, maybe.
I can't. It's such a bummer.
All right.
I wish we were closer. Jazz.
So that was a couple of songs from your last album, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs.
And
we're not that band, though.
You're not a drug band?
No, we're just ironic hipsters.
Yeah. That's kind of hipster for you to say.
Wait, did you say the H
so
word?
Hip.
Oh my god.
Oh, go
Red
oh
scare,
god.
Red scare. It was just, I don't know. It seems like we take on just categories. And then we just do albums.
We wrote a lot of songs that were like stories, and they were funny, and they had drugs involved, so it made sense. And we had a song called Drugs. So,
so the second album was, I guess, a little less thematic than the first one.
Yeah,
it was less of a concept, more of a theme.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. You're much more well spoken than me,
which is ridiculous because, am I not here? Just kidding, I'm here.
And so,
bad jokes, drummer.
So Drugs came out last fall, is that right?
At the end of last summer.
Okay, yeah. So last fall is.
Well, it was August. Do you count August as fall?
I wish. It means the kids would be back to school sooner.
Oh, do you have kids?
Oh yeah.
What do you tell me about your kids?
I have a lot of them, and I'm
a lot. You're talking 7, 8.
A lot, like 3.
Have they heard Drugs? Kids.
No, I don't think they have.
We're pretty kid friendly.
I'm leaving them tomorrow though to come up your way to Belfast.
All roads,
yep.
Baby.
To All Roads Music Festival.
Yes, indeed. We will be playing there 4:30 at Waterfall Arts, which is 256 High Street in Belfast. And we're playing. It's a big citywide festival. Spose will be there. Lady Lamb will be there. Mallet Brothers, Butcher Boy,
Golden
Greasy
Oak.
Grass, Golden Oak. Yeah. All the good stuff. Oh, lots of good stuff. Tall Horse, that I understand. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, there, it, there's...
Oh, yeah, Cokeweed's going to be there.
Cokeweed yep.
Be
there. Jeff Beam.
Yep. Really Spencer good. Albee, is he going to be
Spencer
there?
Spencer Albee, yeah. North of Nashville, Mallet Brothers. Whale Oil is great. I don't know if you know
Lisa
those
Liza?
Guys.
Oh, Whale Oil played, I think they played in Belfast last summer. Or two
they may have,
ago.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the Harbor Festival. Harbor they played Festival. With, like, When Particles Collide and the Tough Cats.
Yeah. That makes sense, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so you guys are 4:45, you said?
4:30.
So people should take 2 hours to drive up from Portland and spend a whole day walking around town and seeing lots of bands.
If you're cruising, it's not even 2 hours. It's 1:45.
They changed that speed limit on the speed
yeah,
on the freeway.
It's 70. I'm going 90 up there anyway. So friggin' police ain't gonna pull me over no more. I'm fucking.
I'm just going by the Google directions, and they say it's 1 hour and 57 minutes. So.
Yeah, but that's like taking into account like speed limits and stuff. So if it's 70, you're basically going 80 without being pulled over.
I guess.
But you're safe.
We'll see.
You forget
we'll
about traffic though.
But there's going to be some really cool. There's lots of cool stuff. Belfast. I feel like Belfast doesn't get as much credit as it should. It's a pretty beautiful little place. We got a great arts community. Good music. Good people. Good food.
Good tacos.
Great tacos.
Oh yeah. Where am I going to get tacos tomorrow?
Good New Street food. Good New Street food is the best place to get tacos in Belfast. And I'm going to go on record saying it. Print it. Send it out to my family. I want it on my urn.
This is a radio show. We don't print anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's an audio record,
yikes.
But
this is an analog.
Analog. Yeah. No. I'm. Well. Yes.
I'm an analog.
All right.
Do we want to do another song?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. Hold on.
Ooh. Hey, thank you for having us. Thank you for putting up with us.
Hey. Thank you for being here. I had a great time the last time you were here.
Yeah, you weren't hosting the show, though. You were running sound, right?
Really?
I think it was, because it was a man.
Yeah,
his name was,
that makes sense.
I want to say his name was Dylan, and
no,
maybe he was, like,
Bobby,
a teacher.
Maybe?
Bobby. It was Bobby, yeah.
Did he have a son named Dylan?
Great guy. Great guy.
He might have.
He might have.
He might have. Yeah, no, Bobby, I haven't seen Bobby for a while, but but he's a good guy. No, he does another show on MPG now, so so he doesn't come in on Friday nights very often.
Said he'd come back, but didn't.
That's right.
Didn't he?
He'll be back eventually, I'm sure.
One day.
He was my teacher. He was my teacher in ninth grade for a while, and he can't get enough of me. He'll be back.
He'll be back for you.
Yeah.
It's funny, since Chaz has been here, Bobby hasn't.
hey, Noah. He was here while I was here for a while. I was here before him, actually, for Local Motives, at least.
Shout out to Carson Beck. Correlation doesn't infer causation. Is that what he says?
We're scientists.
All right.
All right, this song.
Sing a science-y song.
We're dreamers. You want a science-y song?
Sure.
Go find when particles collide. But shout out to When Particles Collide.
All right, so what are you guys going to do?
This is Master Blaster.
All right.
Off our new album.
Newest album. Newest album. Master Blaster.
Master Blaster, this song's a disaster. It'd be so much better if we just played it faster. What is it for? Master Blaster, no longer disaster. It is so much better since we just played it faster. At the skate park, you're broadside disaster. And you're gonna love this Master Blaster. Master Blaster! Master Blaster! It's a Master Blaster!
Is that a song about Nintendo?
No.
Darn it.
You say that?
If you would like it
what?
To be.
Isn't
yes.
there a isn't there a Master Blaster game on? I'm much older than you.
No.
No.
64?
No, old. Nintendo 64.
Super Nintendo? Or
the original NES?
NES.
Like I said.
I don't know.
Kids, old.
Our music is open to interpretation.
Are you talking about Xbox?
Yes.
It's all about
talking
all
about Wii?
PS4.
Shout out to Bernie.
That was like a minute and a half. Let's do another song. Can we,
you want to go straight into it? This is a song.
Out of control.
Good. Yeah. Johnny Carson used to be like, at what point did I lose control of this interview? That's going to be you. Because we're taking over.
Can we play? Okay, this song.
Can we play Milk Street? Milk Street. Let's play Milk Street.
Okay.
Great song.
Milk
Street. Ah. This song is about a street in Portland. Now's the time for shout-outs. Shout-out to WMPG. Shout-out to everyone in Portland who's listening. Thank you so much. Shout-out to my mom and dad. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Amber, Moni, Roman, Amelia, Max, Ryan. Shout-out to Hillary and Rob. Shout-out to Lucas. You're my baby boy, and I love you. Shout out to Antonio, aka Amy, aka Amione, aka Mississippi Boy. Shout out to Dave, Doomed Prince. Shout out to Lily.
You're beautiful.
Shout out to Kim Steers. Keep on meditating. Shout out to Molly's dad, Matt. Shout out to
Mill Street. We're out here on Mill Street. I thought it'd be so sweet. We'll be right back.
tempted to switch it up.
Yeah, that was good. Cool.
That was a little jazzy add-on.
That was great.
You build us up, man. Thank you.
Everybody in here enjoyed it. And everybody out there in Radioland enjoyed it.
Is Radioland a real place?
Yeah.
Can we get some family and kids?
Can we get some call-ins? Is there proof that anyone's listening? Or did you just lure us here to watch us play and this isn't actually streaming at all? We're just...
Wait till you see the basement.
Why? Is it like new finished or something?
Something like that.
Quite the opposite.
I've decorated it in plastic tarps.
You got that shag. Whoa. We talking clear or blue?
Because
blue is like yard work. Clear is like murderer.
I mean...
I keep my blue tarps in my basement too. But
I don't like the way you're generalizing.
They're green. Just go with it.
All right. So Jim Dandy is here and... So, you said at the beginning you all work for Sweet Pizza.
Yeah, well, not
I
work
don't,
for.
I don't really.
Well, we all do work for. I mean, it's in the sense that it's like we're not employed, but that's the idea.
We're working for Sweet Pizza to become.
Yeah, you want to like tell people about Sweet Pizza?
Yeah. Sweet Pizza is a musical collective record label type deal where we... find cool bands or bands find us and we will record their music or we'll put out their music if they send us some stuff they've already recorded. And we're just really like trying to help out Maine local music, spread the word.
Yeah, we have a lot of off time in the fall, so it's a good time to like just find out about other musicians that are local and close to our age or not close to our age, but you know. We meet a lot of college students, and we get to come down here and play with bands like, you know, Front Seat Dream and Crater Shout and Sensitive Inner Thoughts. And shout out to Sensitive Inner Thoughts, because that was
wonderful.
Traumatically amazing.
Yeah, Jake Lichter from Lunch Cult.
Yeah, Lunch Cult.
Lunch Cult's great. Can I just take a moment of silence, not silence, of me talking?
Oh, you've taken
to say something about the band Street City Surf.
Yeah, let's talk about Street City Surf.
To them. Can you play that song after this?
Yeah,
actually, they are amazing. They're the best band coming out of Maine right now.
Yeah.
I'm saying that. That's
I'm
not
saying
even
it
a
too.
Joke. They're so good. Their new album, Roadhouse Disco, blew
very,
me
very good.
Out of the
Chauncey
water.
Johns.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, that
blew
I mean,
them right
and
out.
And they're Portland, right? They're Portland based.
Yeah, Portland they're a Portland band.
Yeah, and so and
they're just so good. It's like that's the cool part. It's like we do a lot of stuff with helping connect musicians in Maine to musicians in Maine that don't. No one knows that everyone exists, and that's the one that's the feedback that we've gotten is that you know people see the compilations that we put together, and every compilation that we put together through Sweet Pizza is all new recording. So every band is throwing down new material together for a release, you know, in collaboration, and then everyone's kind of finding out about each other through that.
It's also pretty cool because most of these people are pretty young.
Yeah, and really we become exciting. Friends with them, and then you're hyped about what your friends are doing, and that's Sweet Pizza.
Yeah,
Sweet Pizza.
Sweet Pizza.
I don't
Sweet
remember
Beats.
His name, but he has this song called. He put it out on March 14th. Cormac McCarthy.
Oh yeah.
If you're out there, please contact us because I want to produce. I
want
to put out your next album. You are amazing.
Yeah, no, Cormac plays with Jesse Gertz in Leverett.
Sick. Awesome. Like
oh, we talked to him.
Like he has a song about
too.
How loving is easy as 3.14.
That's
like he's awesome.
Yeah, no.
True.
Yeah, he's in Leverett, so if you're in touch with those guys at all, then
they're like
there
kind of
you
like
go.
They're like a, are they? I remember I can see I can visualize their Bandcamp. Are they sort of like a? They have like a synthy sort of like beat driven, but still kind of rocky vibe.
They do this newest album. Some of the guitars surprised me.
Surprises around every corner.
But yeah, they're when they were here, it was just the two of them. And so
you got to hang out with Cormac with just one other person?
I did.
Yeah, that's you like and Cormac.
That's
and
like double
another guy.
That's like double the dream that I have.
It was great. I really was the only other person here. I was doing sound and hosting in the other room. And then they were set up in there and
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was good times. So, where can people find these compilations and things that we're talking about?
sweetpizzarecords.bandcamp.com. You can look up Sweet Pizza Records on Google. I'm pretty sure it'd come up. Facebook.com.
Yeah,
stuff.
We have a website, which is sweetpizza.biz.
Oh, yeah, sweetpizza.biz.
And that's sort of like a good... That's like the hub for...
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And you can follow us on there?
Yeah.
It's a Tumblr.
That's like where all of our YouTube stuff is and all of our music stuff and like posters and news and then the Facebook thing. You know, it's just like
all
the networks.
I see you offer up cooking lessons on the website.
Yeah, actually, yes. We have the star of that video. Yeah, we do videos too. We do funny little videos, live performance videos. Just like, it's just all about hyping the bands in Maine. The band, you know, and it's... Yeah, that's what it's about. Street City Surf.
All right, so that's what we're going to listen to, right?
Yeah.
Street City
Surf.
Yeah,
this is a track called "I Look for You" off of their new album Roadhouse Disco, and it's a ripper. So you turn that knob right up, bud.
All right.
Turn it right.
Give it a dinner.
All right, and then
give
we'll
it
be back.
Give it a dinner. No, we're like done with the.
All right, we'll be turn you off. Street City Surf. That was Street City Surf from their album Roadhouse Disco. The song is called I Look For You. And that's from, it's a Sweet Pizza Records release, huh?
Well, it's an example of one of the services that we offer, if you can use the term services broadly.
Yeah.
Which is that, like, you know, once you get the ball rolling, that's when people start paying attention. Then you get, you know, you're tapping into all these different networks of bands. And so... you're able to reach a broader audience. So we, you know, give bands the option to record their own albums and then send them to us and we'll promote them. And that doesn't mean that they can't, thank you. That doesn't mean that they can't, you know, promote through their Bandcamp or another record label or something. It's just another, you know, it's just, we're all trying to float to the top together. Not to the top of like, but it was a water reference. Buoyancy is involved. We're scientists. Down the river, Neil Young.
And so, like with the mixtapes that you do, we were talking about it in here. Do you guys record those songs, or do those get sent to you as well?
We do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So there are bands like Uncle Spud from Sauhegan, Crater Shout from Portland, Wildlife, which are they're kind of split between Orono and Portland. Hunter has a solo project. I have a solo project. All the Jim Dandy stuff, and then you know anyone who really wants to reach out, they can come to Belfast, and we will record them. You know, I mean, it's a learning experience, so we're still kind of getting our sea legs.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, it's all home recordings. We're all, it's everything that we put out is pretty much home recordings.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
Totally. I mean, you know, it's, you can feel it.
Kind of. Yeah.
How are you doing in there? Is it as stuffy in there? We all had a moment where we were just like, oh man, things got deep.
No, actually, Chaz is the only other one in the room with me now, and
poor Josh.
It's breezy, and it's beautiful out there.
Breezy. So,
oh, you know what we forgot though? You wanted people to call, but we didn't tell them the phone number.
So, give us a shout. I want to hear from some.
So if you want to call, be on the air and not say any bad words. You dial 780-4909. And
what area code is that for people from away?
207.
That's 207.
All right.
Like all of Maine.
Yes.
Except for this one little town up north. Yep.
Really? Olive Garden.
It's like the northernmost point in Maine, and there's no.
Is that the one you have to go through Canada to get to?
Yeah, you've got to go through Canada to get to it. Some houses are split down the middle.
Pop quiz, what county is that?
North.
Aroostook. Aroostook.
Yes. North is the correct answer.
North is correct.
It's in what the big north? Green area on the map.
Yep. Ah, thank you for playing non-specific answers.
Yep.
Oh, no, which county is it? Game. It's the county.
That's
right.
I actually just learned that recently. I was with Sasha and Chris of When Particles Collide, and we were listening to a Maine mixtape. Because I'm friends with them, and we hang out, and that makes me...
Not to drop names or anything. But.
No, they're so cool, though. Anyway, but we were listening to a Maine mixtape that might have been through WMPG, they were talking about the county, and I was just like, what's the county? And, like, of course, I was like, Waldo County's the county. There's no other county other than Waldo County. Waldo County's the best county. But that was just me being, like, spatial.
Sagatahawk County, actually, is the best.
Sagatahawk,
that's sweet.
No. You guys want to play any more songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 780-4909.
That's right, 780-4909. You're tuned into WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. This is Jim Dandy.
Why don't we
thrash it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a song called Thrashity. It's our first self-titled album.
I think I'm out of tune.
Sick. I'm on the mic. Like, this is a time for me to shout out.
Tell us jokes.
Oh, hey. Yeah, give your shout outs now. My shout outs. Shout out to all the good people. Shout out to all the bad people. I hope that you find a way. Shout out to the mediocre people. Let's pick one side of the road or the other.
I guess more about sweet pizza. Man, lots of dead air.
I'm sorry.
That's our fault.
I feel like I should have come back sooner, though.
This is nice. This sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Thrashity. I got no porn.
It's off our new album. It's about to come out at some point. You'll hear.
WMPG is supported by our listeners and by the 10th Annual Maine Blues Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 19th, 20th, and 21st in Naples, Maine. The Maine Blues Festival celebrates Maine blues artists on 10 stages with over 50 performances, always on Father's Day weekend online at mainebluesfestival.com. You are tuned into Local Motives here on WMPG. And just real quick before we're back with Jim Dandy, tonight is a nice, cool, clear night. Lows in the mid-40s tomorrow. Maybe some scattered showers in the morning. Highs in the lower 60s. And Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. So that's nice. And tomorrow I'll be up in Belfast for the All Roads Music Festival. Right? Right.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. And Jim Dandy will be playing, as well as a whole bunch of other people. Culminating in the evening with a performance by Lady Lamb, and then Dominic and the Lucid are playing the after party, and still tickets available, like $20, I think.
Where are Dominic and the Lucid playing?
They are...
are they at the after party?
Three Tides.
Three Tides, yep. Marshall Wharf Brewery.
Yeah.
What's up?
And, yeah, it's like, I went to buy tickets, and for... I mean, I love the local music, and I was excited to go. But then I was like, my wife's not going to let me go for, like, a day to...
You can stay with us.
And then, well, no, then I'm like, I saw Lady Lamb was playing, and I was like, she loves Lady Lamb. So I was able to bring her. And but the difference between the VIP ticket, which gets you into the before party and after party, was like $5 difference. So,
whoa.
And the before party is tonight, I think. They're doing a show with Old Etc., I believe.
It's going to be able to make that sweet. One. We're going to have All Red's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be hanging around for the whole thing?
Yeah, we plan on. I mean, I think there's some sort of a forum about the main music scene that we're going to be. I think we'll be attending there. Hunter and I might be answering some questions. I think Emily Burnham from the Bangor Daily will be there, and Spose will be there, and a couple of other people. I forget right now because I'm sort of like...
Yeah, but Holly Noonan, and I think Spencer Albee's going to be there for that too. Yeah,
yep, that's right. And I think that's going to be at the Belfast Library at some point in the early afternoon. So we're just going to be running around Belfast all day, harassing people, poking butts, and giving wet willies and... Breaking, nothing of value, but just like stuff that is cool to break.
Are these places all pretty close to each other?
Yeah, I mean, it's within walking distance of everything. I mean, everything is within walking distance, you know.
That's all
town.
I needed to know. Right?
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Speaking of Marshall Wharf.
Speaking of what?
Marshall Wharf.
Marshall Wharf.
And walking around.
Okay.
They got good beer, what can I say? Makes it harder to walk around.
I see what's going on.
Oh, the last song that we just played was off of our new album, which is called Hooliganism, which is coming out
TBA,
but like we're recording it right now, which is cool.
And so you're planning on doing that summer, fall, releasing
summer.
That? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're going to try to wrap it up here pretty soon. I mean, we're pretty deep into it already, so... just a matter of getting it, you know, finding out what, you know, when you're at like, well, we just found out this is our third summer as a band, so third season, and it's like, at this point, what do? You know, it's like, you record music, and we printed drugs, when we made drugs, we...
Excuse me?
We printed CDs.
Printed drugs?
3D.
Yeah, you heard the man.
Two colors. and you know, that's cool, like, have it shows and stuff, but it's like, it costs money, and we just don't know what to do, so we record a lot more music than we... you know, put out physically.
Now that song, Memorial Day, would you have played that the last time you were here?
No.
Okay.
We wrote that.
Really?
Like pretty soon after I think we played here.
Okay. One of the lyrics in there sounded familiar and I wasn't sure if maybe I had just listened to it online. Oh no, I guess it wouldn't be on there.
That song was included on a Sweet Pizza compilation. I don't know. It was there's a live track.
The line was, creatures in my head that are telling me what to do and you're thinking of bed bugs where I say... Nope.
No, that's actually not
Mad
the
Mad thoughts
line.
Brewing in my head.
We've got a phone call. Do you guys
Whoa!
Wanna...
Sick!
Yes, can I please take this? Can
Dude,
I, like...
Well, I...
I just want to...
All right, hold on.
You won't?
You talk amongst yourselves on the air for a moment.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, ourselves.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, how's it going? Hello.
Oh, man. Dead air. I told you they were like
beatbox,
they were like
freestyle.
Amateur. Oh, you want a little freestyle? Okay.
We're hanging out in the mirror, just me and Wes and Molly hanging out in the studio. He's on the phone and I don't know where else can I go. Probably to another show. That's what I'm telling you.
Side project upon side project upon side project.
That's my side project.
Shout out to Spilt Milk.
Spilt Milk.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, I guess this is an opportunity to address Portland openly without any sort of, which is, what's up, Portland? Tell us about your music scene.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a lot of rock bands, or what's good? I've heard a couple of, like, good, really great Portland bands, but
okay.
I want to find more.
Okay, guys. So, I have a caller on the line.
Get at us.
We have Nick on the line.
Oh, God.
Okay. Hey, Nick.
And,
Nick.
He started telling me this story, and I had to stop him.
Please.
Because
I wanted
to...
don't put him through.
Nick.
I wanted to make sure.
Do you?
All right. So,
guys, it's Scott.
Nick, are you there?
Hey,
oh,
Nick,
my God.
Nick, my man.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
here right with...
I'm here.
Hey, Nick. How
hey, you guys.
How you doing?
So,
okay.
He wants me to tell this story?
Oh, yeah, your
sure,
story,
sure.
It sounds really great, and I was wondering
Let
if
him
could...
talk, damn it.
Settle down. Settle down. All right, Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
You know, I was hanging out. I was at the bus station and I was in the bathroom and somebody had propped that Jim Dandy CD on the back of the urinal mat, so I took it home and I was listening to it, and you guys, it was a skull or something with you know, like a bong. and it's
it's a vase.
It was called Drugs. And so I listened to it, and it was awesome. And I was just, so is Jim Dandy there now?
Yeah, we're here.
Can you play that song, Drugs?
Yes,
we can. I'd really like to hear that. It's a good song.
Is this somebody in this room? I can't tell. Is it Lily? We will play Drugs for you, Nick. And then after we play Drugs for you, we will play a song called No Knees, Nick, which is not directly about you, but it is now.
Hey, Nick.
Is that on that CD?
Yeah, Drugs, the one that you got at the bus station in Portland.
So I'm staying at the Shelter now, and we've been listening to that, and we love you guys.
What room at the Shelton?
At the Shelter. So listen, are you guys going back to Belfast to that thing tomorrow, that festival?
The All Roads Festival?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Do you have a car? Could I get a ride, maybe?
We're full up, Doc, sorry. No, I mean, well, if you
I would love
you'd hop in the trunk.
I would love to see you guys live. Is there any room in the car?
I would love to see you live.
All right. So so they're going to play Drugs for you, okay?
Oh, that's a no.
No. Why don't you get at us after the show? If you call us after the show, when you hear the police,
you can call us. You can call us.
All right. Well, play that song, Drugs. You guys are awesome. Maybe I can thumb a ride up there.
Summon it.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for calling, Nick.
Yes, see you guys.
All right. I was so scared that it was Nick Scott who actually was about, like, that song No Knees Nick is about Nick, and he is not radio friendly. We love him, but he's not radio friendly. I was so nervous. It's Drugs.
So we want to do Drugs for Nick?
Yes, we do.
That was the greatest thing that's ever happened. And I think only like three of us in the room know why that was the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I have no idea what was going on.
I know.
Yeah. No. No, not to make people feel left out, but
well, should we just
that was just
that one?
Weird.
That's sick. I like Nick.
Yeah,
sick
Nick is cool.
Sick Nick.
Nick, if you want to get at me, my phone number is 1-908-400-0869. A kid named Jack's gonna answer it. You can ask for my number. It's 1-908-400-0869. You call in, you'll get Jack, but you ask for Hunter, and you gonna get him.
All right.
this is for you. No Knees Nick. This is No Knees Nick.
Off the drugs. Our second album. We're Jim Dandy from Belfast, Maine. We're at Locomotives. WBG. Shout out. Donate if you can. Hit them up. They're the best. We love them. Portland.
¿Qué onda? You start.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Wait, I don't know.
All right, so that was No Knees Nick.
Yeah, there's usually a chorus to that, but there's so many swears, I just couldn't think of anything. I was nervous. I was like...
I was looking at the lyrics earlier, and I was like, oh, I wonder if they've been practicing.
No.
So I was just like... We actually haven't been together for months. This weekend is like the first time in like 5
months. Yeah, Wes, like, for some reason just chose to like... ship off to Pennsylvania out of nowhere.
Yeah. I went to
So typical Wes.
Wes.
Well, I'm a rascal. You can't hold me down. You can tie a you can tie a
down,
tether.
I'm a rascal and you ain't stopping me.
I'm taking it straight to the top.
So what else do you guys have going on for the I don't know, the summer months?
Just
getting the record ready?
Yeah.
Playing Punk Fest in Orono on the 24th of May. Which is that's at the Keith Anderson Center. Is that right?
Is that next week?
It's like it's the something like that. And then there are a ton of really sick Maine punk bands that are going to be there. We played last year and it was so much fun. We trashed my drum set, which I'm surprised I still have the same one because we wrecked her. Yeah. Right, good.
We did last night too, though. We did last night. We wrecked that drum set as well. We also are working on our. I'm working on an album. Two albums. I'm working on an album right now.
Two albums?
Yeah, well I don't know. I don't... Well, then, yeah. I'm working on... I got some stuff in the works. So if anybody's into my music, you'll be hopefully into this new stuff.
Where are they going to find this new stuff? Where can they keep...
Sweet
well,
Pizza,
you know,
baby.
Sweet
yeah,
pizza,
we said Sweet
baby.
Pizza. That's the best place for the band, too?
I mean, you can find me at hunterfinden.bandcamp.com. But...
There you go.
You don't need to, because just go to Sweet Pizza, it'll all be on there.
Yeah.
Sweet Pizza?
And,
but
we're playing with Street City Surf.
June 6th, right?
Yeah, Street City Surf, June 6th, and Skowhegan at The Loft. You can find that on Facebook. It's on our Facebook.
Yeah, The Loft is a cool DIY space in Skowhegan. Those Uncle Spud boys throw a good show.
Crazy kids.
It gets wicked warm
kids.
In there, though.
Up to no good.
Yeah, it does. The real JimDandy.bandcamp.com. I just realized you can't get to Jim Dandy from Sweet Pizza, so...
That seems like an oversight.
Yeah.
Clerical error.
Yeah.
It'll be up there soon.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Just Facebook.com/TheRealJimDandy to find us.
Yeah.
Jim Dandy Band. You know, we get a lot of emails with people thinking that we're Jim Dandy from Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, my God. It's
so
like,
we get, like, people who are like, Jimmy, we saw you in Florida down in, like, 76.
You think you could give us a VIP pass for the show tonight?
And we're like...
Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah, baby. Just go to the box office. It'll be under your name. We'll call. No, I would not do that. In my rascal days, maybe.
One lady hit us back. We just sometimes will just respond as Jim, and people are like, oh my God, thank you so much. He's famous and he talked to me. And then one lady got back to us and she was like, after further investigation, I realize you're not the Jim Dandy that I've been looking for. But
we keep communication to this day.
But well,
we're
done.
Great friends now.
How about this? How about we play two or three more of these Sweet Pizza songs, right?
Yeah. Bands who were involved with Sweet Pizza.
Well, right.
Without, not to give the impression that we recorded or produced or had any
creative.
Yeah, we have no ownership. It's just like, it's strict. It's like, we call it a record label, but it's really a collective, you know?
We help promote them, and in return, they say, shout out to Sweet Pizza, and more people can hear about us.
And hear more bands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I get it. So I know where you're coming from.
You want the Earth Person? We got it. You want the Murder? We got it. We want the Street City Surf? We got it. You want the Crater Shout?
Hold on.
We got it. You want that Bon Jovi? Don't have it.
Shout out to shout out to Trout.
Straight out.
Trouty.
Tristan Trout.
Good luck.
Tristan Trout.
All right.
Okay, you want to play...
Do you have preference?
What's next on the list?
What My Little Juice Boy.
I don't know. I just kind of dumped them all in, so they go... Ooh, well, they're kind of in numerical order, but...
Who do you... Wait, are you playing something
So I've got... Here's what I have. I've got Out of the Gate from... Ace Galloper.
Oh, play Out of the Gate by right. Ace Galloper. They're a Portland band. It's my friend Glenn and my friend Alec, and they do this, like, you'll hear it, you'll know, and you'll... Glenn Nice.
I have no idea.
Glenn has a soft side and a hard side.
You surprise me every day, Glenn.
Yeah. Ace Galloper song and then the Lunch Cult song?
Yes.
Lunch Cult, also from Portland.
That way we can get water.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was going to say, I'll play a couple so you guys can get out of that room a little bit.
Instrumental interlude for you. This is Out of the Gate by Ace Galloper. Shout out to Glennonsky.
Followed by Sweater Lodge by Lunch Cult. Those are boys.
Well, how embarrassing. That was a Facebook notification.
Ooh, oh, wow. Right
from that guy.
Nick's pulling up to the station right now.
We gotta get out of here.
All right, so we're gonna listen to a couple songs. You guys go take a little break, and we'll be back with Jim Dandy in just a few minutes. Right now, here's Ace Galloper. We'll be right back.
Hey, Chaz, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Dan?
You're listening to WMPG. Josh is out of the room.
And W201AC, Gorham, Portland.
Josh is right here.
We're taking over his radio station.
And he's not in the background or anything.
We were supposed to play the next song.
No, we weren't.
That's why I was out of the room.
Okay, hold on. Just a brief intermission.
Hold on. Wait.
This is great.
Sorry about that, Josh.
That's all right. All right, so this song is Lunch Cult.
Lunch Cult. Here we go.
All right.
Where are you?
Flash.
What? Oh, that one.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, geez. See, like, you cut songs short, and I play songs I don't mean to. So there, we're even, Dan.
Okay.
All right. So that was here. I'm going to bring you guys back on.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy. Hi. So we just listened to Ace Galloper and yes. then Lunch Cult, right?
Yes. Two awesome bands. I have never seen Ace Galloper live, but I have heard material, and I like it. And we love Lunch Cult. They're friends of ours.
Yeah, Lunch Cult's awesome.
And so are both of those on some of the Sweet Pizza mixtapes?
No, that Lunch Cult song was from their own album.
Oh, gotcha.
They do have a song that's on a Sweet Pizza compilation, but yeah, it's a different one.
It's a live
tracks
called cool. I Don't Even Like You Not One. I Don't Even Like You Not One Pit.
Something like that. And then yeah, and then Ace Galloper, the song that we just played is was on our first compilation, which was called The Sounds of Old Men.
Sounds of Old Men.
The Sounds of Old Men. Which is
sounds the old men make.
Speaking as an old man.
Dude.
I make a lot of sounds and
what's going on over there?
Okay.
Yeah, Josh is kind of the old man in the room, huh?
Can we play a quick game?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to give you a mood, and then you give me an old man noise to go along with the mood. And we'll just do a really quick three, okay?
All right.
One, contemplative. two, withdrawn. Foreboding. Nice. Yeah, Hunter, you go.
That's gold. go with that last one.
No, I want you to ask me.
Oh, okay. So here we are, WMPG, Locomotives. It is just about 9:15 on this beautiful Friday afternoon. We hope you're Friday evening. We hope you're out there. We're doing the Sounds of Old Men right now. Sweet Pizza Live.
Can we get some theme song? The theme song for this? Can you give me a beat?
Yeah, you want a little? I can give you a little like.
How do those old men feel? How do they feel? Try and find out how they feel.
Angry.
No, this is just the one.
Oh, just the one?
How they can play that throughout.
Oh, okay.
That's really cool.
That's great. Next.
That was a good game.
This isn't live, right? We're recording everything
I'll
out of sequence.
I'll totally edit this later.
What's the next feeling?
Oh, the next feeling? You want another beat?
It.
No, just the feeling.
Oh, the feeling. Menacing.
Hey!
That's good.
That was good. And then, Molly, do you have a motion?
I got one more.
I know. Well, I'm asking if Molly wants to contribute. I thought you were trying to slice me short.
Let's feel a little confused. You're feeling a little confused?
Huh?
Tim Allen?
Okay, now for every band or every show that you do, can you play that theme music and then play the game with them?
We can re-record it right now.
I will.
Okay.
What sounds do the old men make? What are the sounds they make?
There you have it.
I'll see what I can do.
Tight.
Old man sounds.
You'll party at John Cronin's house tonight.
Yeah.
Sounds of old men. Sounds of
old men,
right.
Old men sounds.
Oh, actually,
much different.
Which is funny. It's funny. It's funny that I just a quick aside, I said party at John Cronin's, which there is.
Wait, really?
No. Well, yes, for the sake of the radio, because this is like taped, this is a pre-recorded show, and it airs tomorrow, and then, and so the party is at John Cronin's house tomorrow.
Wait, this is just a podcast, right?
Totally.
Is this my brother and me? Or is this Invisibilia? I can't tell.
This is
these are all M.
WTF with Mark Maron.
You've been listening to The Nerdist.
John Cronin is a friend of ours, and he was featured on the cover of our single for No Knees Nick, which we put out before we released Drugs. And
Larson, too.
And Larson, yeah, our friend Larson.
Can't forget.
And then John Cronin's also on the cover of Chauncey Jaunts, which is the new Sweet Pizza compilation. And he's the man on the horse. He is the
sexy,
centaur man.
Sexy, what? Handsome man.
I love that title,
that
by the way.
Chauncey Jaunts. Yeah. And it's cool.
Name
is John Cronin, and he goes by John C. Chauncey.
Chauncey Jaunts. He's on a horse on a beast. He's just jaunting along. He's had his morning papaya. He's just going to get
his morning mang.
He's just going out to catch some of those AM rays.
AM rays.
Before the PM comes rolling AM in. Radio. Surf time, baby. What's good? Can we play another song?
Yeah.
Sweet.
One yes. more.
One, yeah, what?
No, we got
one more?
We got a couple more. What, it's yeah, okay,
it's
7:30,
up to you.
7:30 to 9?
It's 7.
Yeah. We've got a few minutes. If you wanted to do a couple, we can do a couple.
What's something like weird that we could just...
Something weird that we can whip out right now?
Out of nowhere, like, what? I've never heard them play that. What?
Oh, my God. I've never heard them play More Than a Feeling.
Oh, my God. All right. Wait, should we just really just go for it?
Yeah, let's just go
I
for
was
it.
Kidding.
This is it. This is the one right here.
Okay, never before have we played this.
Never in our lives.
Let's start it off.
Is this the Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This one.
This one's for Emily. I'm a lover, and I'm a winner.
I love you, Mom and Dad.
That's why it sounded so weird.
They don't know, man.
That was awesome.
I was so flustered that I had to shout out to Jamie O'Keefe's YouTube channel.
a facet of that character that we didn't even know existed. Not only does he have, he just has a hard...
Fan fiction, here we come.
Our own fan fiction.
Wait, that didn't make sense.
What?
Yeah. Can you play the Crater Shout track now?
All right, yeah.
Oh, so wait, yeah, shout out to Crater Shout. We just played with them last night at Space for Grace, which is a pretty cool place. place to play. We played with Front Seat Dream. I always say Front Street because there's a Front Street pub in Belfast. Shout out to Greg and all the other people at Front Street. Shout out to that bartender that kicked me out of there one time because of ridiculous reasons. I just wanted to play a song on the jukebox. I wanted to hear Korn, and they only wanted to listen to Toby Keith, and it was real messed up.
Wow, those are too horrible.
But anyway, shout out to Front Seat Dream, who we played with last night, and then Crater Shout, who came to Belfast and recorded a track, and the track is what you're about to hear. So it was, they came to the Sweet Pizza Studios.
No, this is the other one.
So this is a song called Ripe by Crater Shout.
Okay, so real quick before we do that, thank you guys for being here and coming down.
Thank you for having us, man. This was fun.
Thank you.
It was a blast.
Thank you.
And thanks to Dan and Chaz and Larson and John for taking care of the sound and everything.
Thanks, guys.
And So sweetpizza.biz.
Yeah.
And the real Jim Dandy.
.bandcamp.com.
And make sure if you guys got nothing to do tomorrow, or if you have something to do, blow it off and go to All Roads.
Yeah, yeah. Or just blow it off and like us on Facebook.
Yeah. drive up to Belfast.
Call in sick if you work on the weekends. Call in sick.
It's gonna be a good time. I can't wait.
Quit your jobs.
Don't take my advice. All right, so we're gonna listen to Crater Shout, and then we'll go out with a special request. All right, so thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll see you.
We had a good time. Shout out to Lucy.